Moncrief on News Talk.
How familiar are you with snus? These little new nicotine pouches. They're the new kid on the block when it comes to nicotine. But how do they work, and why are researchers so concerned about the absence of regulation around them? Joining me now is Dr. Denise Proudfoot, who's been examining snus use. Good afternoon, Denise.
Oh, hello. Hi, Fionnuala. Hi.
What exactly is snus for anyone that isn't familiar?
So essentially, it is snus is nicotine powder, which is enhanced with flavouring, fillers and chemicals, and they're used orally between the lips and the gums. So it's a relatively new product that's been available in Europe for about the last 6 years. And really, from a research perspective, we're quite concerned about the potential health consequences of these products.
And how would it differ from something like vaping, bar the obvious? I would imagine it's the discreetness of it per se. Like a vape is obviously, they can be very flashy and very colourful, and obviously it's a something you would hold and use, whereas this you could kind of obviously nearly take it without anyone even seeing it.
Yeah, essentially. So, I mean, the way I would describe it, I mean, they look a little bit like chewing gum. So in a sense, you can, I mean, they, I suppose the point really is they look harmless, but that doesn't mean that they are. So you can discreetly use a pouch, you know, say partly when you're sitting in a meeting or you're on the bus or anything. It's not obvious to people. But I suppose one of the main concerns really is the lack, essentially the lack of, I suppose, legislation and access. So there isn't any particular restrictions on their on purchase of these. Compared to vapes. So vapes, we do have, there's legislation banning vapes for under 18s, but there isn't equivalent for pouches.
Okay, and, so by that token, someone could just go in and purchase some right now.
Yeah, I mean, they're widely available in, you know, all sort of supermarkets and corner shops, essentially. So you can, and often when I talk to people about them, I say, well, I don't know what they look like. You don't actually see them until you, you know, until you know what they are. They're, you know, essentially behind the counter. So, you know, they're available. They're quite cheap. So they're quite accessible. And there's a particular concern about, obviously, under 18s and young people using them, particularly people who have not smoked. So what I term, I suppose, people who are nicotine naive. So you're talking about maybe kids in secondary school. So, I mean, that is really where the concern is, that you're developing a dependence on nicotine at quite a young age, and potentially there's potential of gateway maybe to start using vapes. And there, it's sort of fairly established now that if you use vapes, there is a link to people smoking as well later on.
There's a big cost difference as well when you're looking at a pouch at around €7.
Yeah,
I mean, it's understandable then why young people are being targeted, you know. It's to understand that there's no kind of legislation and have the not the same restrictions that we'd have to other nicotine products, it's kind of baffling.
Exactly. So for €7, so say your lunch money, you could buy a container. There's about 20 little pouches that would last a few days. So really what that buys you is a steady, discreet delivery of nicotine in flavours, you know, mint flavour, blueberry, whatever. And you can be going about your day using it. And I guess that is really where the concern is. So I suppose what it's doing is normalising nicotine consumption, that need. So sometimes people are, you know, start using it because they feel maybe stressed, or they kind of feel like they want to relax. Given one of these and it looks harmless enough, and quite quickly, as they say, you may develop some dependence.
Are there any kind of side effects beyond addiction?
Well, I mean, I suppose there are sort of proven side effects, you know, to nicotine dependence and stuff. So, the problem with these products, they're relatively, you know, so it takes research a while to kind of catch up, essentially. But there is certainly, when you look at some of the literature, there's concern from sort of dentists and that about their use. So we don't have enough research done on the sort of health impacts on them or the long-term effects, but I suggest it's on its way, really, so that there is some concern certainly within the medical community and the sort of science community about these.
Now, the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carl-McNeill, and the Department of Health are working towards introducing bans on the sale of these nicotine pouches to under 18s, but it's unclear as of right now, how will this be addressed? What would you like to see in terms of the change in legislation specifically?
Well, I mean, obviously, you'd be looking towards legislation for the under 18s. And then I think you have to try and match. I mean, if you're looking at prevention as well, you need to match that in as innovative as the marketing that's been done by the tobacco companies, essentially. So that's quite a challenge. I mean, there's wide, you know, the sponsorship, these products are sponsored, they're involved in music festivals, they're becoming quite, as I say, quite normalised, quite familiar. There's also, you know, sort of evidence of sort of role models using them. So, if, you know, soccer players, professional athletes as well. So that's another concern. If you're looking up to somebody who you respect and you see they're using it to maybe to focus or to relax maybe before, a match or a competition. So, you know, so you're up against that. So there's, you know, there is quite a concern. But I know the Irish Cancer Society are concerned about these as well. I think the main issue really is the sort of availability, and particularly people who've never smoked. So even if you look on to order them online, like there's incentives, you can get a free sample. Yes, you have to click to say you're over 18, but it's straight away, and then it's fast delivery. It's all of those marketing things that you know you can kind of sign up for sort of reduction and get kind of volume pack, you know, get a lot together. And I think, you know, I suppose what I would say is the tobacco companies, they're innovative in their marketing. So I think the health professionals, the promoter, you know, preventers, we need to be as innovative back to try and address some of this use by young people particularly.
Dr. Denise Proudfoot, Assistant Professor in Nursing at DCU, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.